We are expecting an update this hour on the status of an enormous wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey, which has led to the declaration of a state of emergency for the area. Thousands of residents near the Jones Road wildfire were evacuated last evening. Those evacuation orders have been lifted this morning. Jersey Central Power and Light at one point cut power to protect fire crews at the wildfire site, an experience which left Michael Ferreira of Barnegat in the dark.
It's just a very eerie feeling. You know, you think you're somewhere else. There's no street lights. Dark enough living out here. Without no lights at all, it's even darker. So it was a crazy day. It's still crazy.
The blaze is spread out over approximately 8,500 acres. No injuries have been reported. A Pennsylvania State House member wants the state to take on highly processed foods, among other proposals. As Tom Reese reports for WHYY, Republican Natalie Mihalik has built a bipartisan coalition around food health.
Mihalik has assembled a package of seven bills she's calling Healthy PA. One would require companies to disclose which additives they put in processed foods. Others aim to ban the use of certain artificial dyes in school lunches and bar the use of a controversial pesticide. Mihalik also wants to offer grants for farmers to grow winter cover crops, which can improve the soil without relying on herbicides. She says the time feels right for such legislation, partly because Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again agenda has put a spotlight on food policy.
You know, 2 years ago, I felt like when I was talking about this stuff, people were looking at me like I had 10 heads. And now it's like on everybody's mind, which is great, and which is really why we felt emboldened to do a much broader, much bigger package of bills.
Kennedy is controversial, especially among Democrats, but each of Mihalik's bills has at least some bipartisan support. Tom Reese reporting from Harrisburg.
In sports, Phillies dropped another game to the Mets, 5-1. Lefty Christopher Sanchez exited early last night due to some soreness in his left.